In the material world, all the living entities are being burnt by the miseries of material existence constantly. The more we indulge in material life, the more the miseries, the more the miseries, the more the frustration, more hankering, more lamentation. There is no end to this material life. But in the path of Krishna consciousness, if you are eager to end our term in the material world and go back to God, then we have to prepare our heart to make it a suitable place for the Lord's holy name to be awakened. That is why throughout the scriptures there are various methods given to remove the wicked nature of the heart, the defects of the heart, and to make the heart more softer and a more suitable climate for the holy name to appear. Like it is said, asankalpa jayat kama. By taking determined vows, one can conquer lusty desires. So if one wants to overcome lusty desires, one has to take determined vows with full determination. Similarly, it is said by anvikshikya shoka moha. In this world, there is always lamentation and illusion, but that can be overcome by philosophical discussions. That is why Lord Krishna is offering a philosophical discussion to Arjuna to drive away his shok, lamentation in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Moha, or illusion also, can be eradicated by proper analysis of the nature of material existence and the nature of mind, and the tricky nature of mind. But most importantly, it is said, dambam mahadupasaya. Our false pride can be eradicated only by worshipping a pure devotee. So the hard heart can be softened only by admiring the qualities of a pure devotee. Because the pure devotee, despite innumerable qualifications, is constantly adorned with, ornamented with so many Vaishnava qualities. But that doesn't bring even a tinge of false pride in a pure devotee. So admiring those qualities in a pure devotee and wanting to serve him can actually drive away the false pride from the heart of a conditioned soul. So in this way, if the wicked qualities of lust and pride and lamentation and illusion and all these things can be driven out, which are the weeds in the heart, they can be plucked out, and one can make the heart a very favorable place, then it is like a farmer sowing the seed and waiting for the rains to appear. Similarly, we also can chant the holy names of Hare Krishna, and we can wait for Krishna's mercy to descend in our heart, and someday elevate our consciousness more and more. But certainly, as Srimad Bhagavatam explains, one should work on improving the quality of one's heart and one's consciousness constantly. It's a every moment, every hour, every day activity. Recently I was reading, Srila Prabhupada says, the sinful, the pious and the spiritual. He is discriminating between these three. The sinful people think, there is no God in control. By my hard work, I will achieve everything in my life. They think like that. Everything is in my hard work. So they keep on increasing their hard work, thinking that they will be able to increase their happiness by that. And the pious people, they know that without God's sanction, I cannot achieve prosperity in my life. So please God, give me this, give me that. Because my prosperity depends on your mercy. So the pious people depend on God for their happiness. They know that prosperity is in God's hands. But the spiritual people, Prabhupada says, they know that the human form of life is very rare, and I should use it to remember Krishna, think of Krishna every moment. And it is very important. That is the spiritual minded people. So in the name of material improvement, if one forgets to chant Hare Krishna, then that would be a very great loss. Prabhupada writes the sentence there. There is a verse. Kim pramattasya vahubir parakshair hayanairiha param hurtam viditam katate shreyasayata. One moment of transcendental thought is by far superior to millions of years of unconscious living. When we talk of improving the quality of consciousness or heart, the innumerable living beings like the trees and bees and birds, they are all living for a long period of time. But they don't work on improving their consciousness. So it's only in the human form of life, and that too only one who is in the spiritual path, unlike the path of sinful and the pious, only one in the spiritual path can work on developing one's consciousness and make it a proper platform for holy names to appear. So this sentence was most striking. If one indulges in material improvement and forgets to chant Hare Krishna, that would be a great loss, Prabhupada is saying. So material improvement not only is a purely material life, it can also be a state of consciousness, even in the path of spiritual life. In spiritual life also, one has to maximize one's endeavor to increase spiritual consciousness. Otherwise, material consciousness is always a portion of the mind which occupies the mind. That is material consciousness, spiritual consciousness. Both the things occupy the mind, even after one comes to devotional service. So, Srila Prabhupada writes this in one of the purports to Kunti. Understanding that with my intelligence I may endeavor to become happier, endeavor to make my material life better, but ultimately it is Krishna who sanctions everyone's happiness and distress, and leaving it to Krishna, one should chant Hare Krishna remembering him. This is the conclusion Prabhupada gives. So I think this is true for every living entity, whether we are devotees or non-devotees or whoever it is. Everyone tries to make their life better, certainly materially better also. But one should completely focus on enhancing one's consciousness and leaving the betterment of material life to Krishna. This is the conclusion. So this verse is appearing in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kim pramattasya bahubir parakshair hayanairiha. One moment of transcendental thought is far superior to a millions of years of existence without development of consciousness. Harinam Prabhu ki.